Frank, I have one question. I'm seeing here we got 27% of our bridges are structurally unsafe.
This information I sent you last week.
Yeah, there's some few.
Well, if they were unsafe, they'd be closed.
Well, that's what I'm sorry. Structurally deficient.
Structurally deficient.
I consider that unsafe, so I guess.
Frank, can you describe, or anybody else in the room could describe better than me, what structurally deficient means versus...
I'm a former MoDOT. I retired from MoDOT.
All right, here we go.
20 and a half years and did bridge inspection. That can mean a lot of things. It can mean that it's not wide enough, it doesn't have shoulders on it. It just doesn't meet today's traffic demand. You can have some minor problems with it, put it in that classification. So it covers a whole lot. So probably the Coon Creek down there, that probably could be, because it's just not wide enough to handle the traffic of today. So they put them in that classification. So they're identifying those bridges far advanced so you can do something with them.
We've got functionally obsolete on 36% of them, 27% structurally deficient, and then we're going to say that 26% of the bridge in the county are in need of rehabilitation or replacement. So I'm reading into unsafe, so I want to clarify that.
We get our bridges inspected biannually by MoDOT, and we get a report. A lot of the information, I feel confident that all of our bridges are have the ability to carry traffic on them or they'd be closed. I think once they reach a number 2 out of 10, they're seriously looked at for closure. Okay, so they do close at a 2. A lot of the things on our reports are things like there's been a buildup of debris underneath the bridge that needs to be cleaned up. There's some erosion or scouring at the supports. Without having the bridge report in front of me, I could get more descriptive by having that report, but what was stated from the back of the room is pretty much.
Any time that there's any potential problems with that bridge pending, the state will make a recommendation that they be closed.
Okay. If the rating is 3 or 4, it's deficient, but it's not unsafe. The bridge can remain open. There may be a weight restriction on it or something. And the thing about bridges is that sometimes they'll be a 3 for decades.
Yeah.
You know? And in some cases, you'll have one that is a 5 or 6, which isn't uncommon.
What would you have considered the Branson Bridge, Lake Tenkamo Bridge? Would that be structurally deficient?
Yes, it was. And it was either a 3 or 4, and so we're doing repairs on it.
It actually is a 4, and it's been a 4 for 27 years.
I've been running across with 63 of them.
Okay, well. So anyway, but it is a 4, and it's on the, it would take one more element, I think one small element, to make it a 3. But that's what got it.
The point I'm trying to make here, Frank, is that with me sitting on this commission trying to make a decision of whether it's money to
sure.
If we got a bridge getting ready to fall in, whether it's in Pro Tem or wherever it's at, it needs to be repaired. Before we look at something else.
I will look at our bridge list for something like that.
I overread into this, I guess, according to that.
I don't recollect anything right now that's glaring that says, and also in regards to the Tenkamo Bridge, the superstructure of that bridge is in relatively good condition. It's the deck that's in poor condition. So if any portion of a bridge rates lower, that makes the entire bridge rate at the lower rating. So the superstructure of that is very sound. It's the decking that's in poor condition.
A lot of times you find the deck needs to be replaced, but the rest of it's fine.
Right.
You guys know how much money the county gets bridge money, and I'm a little, because I'm not a county guy, I'm a little unclear about this, but you can save it up over a period of years. Then they went and did the federal highway thing and wiped it off for a little bit, and everybody kind of raised hands, or it was gone for 3 months and it's back. And I don't know what your pool of money is there.
This is the BRO?
Yeah.
I think ours is gone until 2014.
Yeah, you're about there, about okay, so 6, 7 years out.
Yeah. Okay, you're
coming out of
the advance money. There's no bridge money there, apparently. Apparently, that's already used. The county does have some access to special money that none of the other political subcommittees would have. for dedicated for bridges.
Danny, how are we doing with the road down here on with the Corps of Engineer on Beaver Creek?
We have a meeting, a call-in for a meeting with the Corps, and that discussion will definitely be brought up in K Highway. Is going to be brought up in that, plus other lake access properties that they've already agreed to. But that'll all be brought up in this meeting. We have contacted them probably a month or 6 weeks ago that we've not had a meeting with all. It's tough to get all their group together when they all come up. There's something accomplished. When there's just one comes up, it kind of gets passed down the chain of command. So that's where we're at with that. Slough Hollow is where you're talking about. And we actually, that comes through Arkansas Fish and Game payments to the Corps to be transferred to Taney County. So that's probably where they're waiting to see where it's at before it makes its loop over to us. So it's a definite problem and needs to be addressed. But they're supposed to address it. In all their meetings, they bring up and say that they will address it. So,
you know, with them raising the lake level 5 feet, yeah. All it takes is a little 3-inch rain to get Slough Hollow out of commission again, and we've got school buses just getting ready to run over that again.
Yeah. We understand that. Starts. And K Highway is the same project. They already have the grant money on K Highway for that improvement across so that boat dock and those residents can have access, but they won't release it to us. I think it's they're trying to figure out how they can let the county do the work, and that way we can accomplish that much more with $390,000.
Okay.
And that $390,000 to be applied to the paving of their old boat facility down there, plus the 14-foot buildup that we're going to put across there. Hopefully, they get all, when they come and meet with us, we get all that worked out and they have answers to the question.
Do we have any land easements that we need to get on that situation?
It's not anybody but the Corps.
Just the Corps.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They've already done the survey work and everything. I was down there when they did all the survey work and everything, met with their surveyors. So,
how much does Slough Hollow have to be built up to?
It'll be a substantial build-up. It'll be probably, this is just a guess, but I'm guessing 10 feet.
That much?
Yeah, in locations through there.
Still be cheaper than trying to move it, I guess.
Well, six... I think it gets 6 foot under over the road now, doesn't it, Frank? According to measurements, so we get about 6 foot over, and it's quite a distance is the problem. Once you turn off that road to cross the bridge and turn down that road, then it's, I'm not sure,
a quarter of a mile or so.
Yeah, it's every bit of that, I guess, wouldn't it be?
Now, that also includes a new bridge, then, brought up to the same level?
I don't think there's
a bridge needed there.
We haven't had that discussion on the bridge. It'll be a back, I'd say that it'll be big box culverts, if anything, that come off of those two, the hollers that come in there. So
okay.
That's mainly a core business that they'll come up and try to. Like I said, Arkansas Fish and Game is supposed to be paying them for that, and so that's where that ball is. It's in their court.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
I thought that the purpose of today's meeting was to try and, because we're on a time pinch, to try and identify the projects we do want to move forward for Tiger II, if any, and is that a goal of today to move forward, is to identify and move forward and see if we can do a preliminary grant application?
Is that the consensus of the board?
Because the deadline is for preliminary
it can move back to 26.
You have another meeting before.
I thought we'd done that, Frank. We excluded Coon Creek.
So 210, 76.
I kind of thought we had two, but.
Yeah.
So we're leaving all of these on the list and we're adding T intersection and excluding Coon Creek.
We're eliminating Coon Creek. I'm sorry, we're trading out Coon Creek for T Highway.
Okay.
If T Highway happens.
And then do we make contact with some engineering firms to see?
The commission will do that. We may accept that. The commission will take the recommendations and we'll have a separate meeting about working with the engineers. That's really not their concern.
Okay.
I have one question. Apologize if this was covered when I wasn't here, but the district's recommending forward or the whatever one, is 1 through 7 a district? Is that what those are? Okay, district recommending forward. Is there going to be a time later? I don't know that there is Tiger II stuff. It's just general discussion. Is that going to happen?
Let me chime in. That was really on the hope of getting things accomplished after the Tiger II was to talk about how you guys want to move forward with getting those projects to the committee so we can, Frank and his team can recommend, you can do a point system on. So really, that's the next logical step. We've got the Tiger II direction, I believe, but we've got to start working on the 7 projects per district now. So, and you got, the hope was you guys talk about how you want to get that information. Do we have meetings in those districts? Does Frank provide you what he knows? That's what really a discussion really is the next thing.
I think Frank fairly well prioritized everything right here with his recommendations, especially in my district. As what I've looked over there, all those needs are there. And so we'll go from that point there and add another 2 or 3, and you come up with the 7, Frank. That's the way I understood it.
Right.
And bring it before the board as a recommendation to the commission.
And I guess my question then is that two future meetings out, I'll assemble that if I just know when we're going to have to need it to be here. And is that something that we write a narrative paragraph on each of the ones, or how do we envision that? Because I'm willing to start work on it, I just don't know what to do.
It's a little bit quick on the 22nd, so if we look at August, I think that the first meeting in August.
We go to the August calendar and see if we've got here.
It's the 24th. I think that if we've got our 7 priorities or our 5 priorities in our districts to bring before the commission, I think that that would be the date that we need to start it at.
And that was one question. We set up every other week for a while to get this thing started. Do we want to continue? And then the thought was, and this is something as a board you guys need to discuss, is do you want to go once a month after that? Do you want to go for a couple more 2 weeks to get this momentum going and then go to every month? That the concept was, as a commission, we kind of talked about, we thought 2 or 3 every other week means to kind of get the momentum started and going to once a month. But that's really up to you guys. If Tuesday's the best day, if it's not the best day, you guys can choose another day. For us as a commission, Mondays are really bad for us. Wednesdays are pretty rough on us too. That's why we chose the Tuesday or Thursday. But that's something you guys can decide as a board and we'll adapt to that.
Brian, what's your priorities? Meeting days.
It really doesn't matter too much other than I have a problem about 4 months out of the year. I'm driving trucks over the road and I'm not really available for about 4 months.
Monday's better or Friday's better or what's
It really doesn't matter. I'm open to anything.
Okay. Charles?
I don't have a problem with any time.
Jim?
Thursdays are out for me. Basically, Tuesdays probably works better. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I'm other.
Monday after, like, 3 o'clock would work with the commission, too. I think Frank's session goes from 1 to 2:30 a lot of times. So
Mondays look better for me.
Because on my end, though, 2:30 or 3, I think the commission can work the best.
Tuesdays is starting of the week for me to be out traveling. But that's just me. Monday afternoon would be a whole lot better for me than